outside of where you were leaving.
Now, you quote, in fact, General John Kelly, who now is Homeland Security Secretary, as telling you back in the day in 2007 when you were fighting, as you were discussing, and maybe it's the same interpreter, and you say you'll never forget his words that your interpreter had warned the Marine Corps uniform in combat and we had an obligation to keep him safe.
Yeah, so I had a wonderful translator named Abdul Kafaji, who came to the U.S. I testified in 2007 on active duty before the United States Senate on the need to protect refugees. It's kind of amazing that now, 10 years later, we're still dealing with these issues, three administrations later. And before I testified, I had to meet with General John Kelly, who at the time was the Marine Corps' liaison to Congress. And on one hand, his job was to make sure I was not going to embarrass the Marine Corps as a young captain who's going in front of the Senate. But he also said to me that Abood was somebody who wore the Marine Corps uniform in combat, and that meant something, and we had an obligation to safeguard him and his family.